Okay, so we're holding by the fourth Mishnah in the Parak of Ezum HaKayman, Ha'ayla Kaidish Kadashim. So Ha'ayla, the carbon Ayla, is Kaidish Kadashim, also falls into the category, similar to Chatas, falls into the category of Kaidish Kadashim. Therefore, the din already, you know by yourself, Shchitasa Batzafayin, the Shchita has to be in the north part of the Azara. Fekibul Dama B'chlishareis Batzafayin, the Kabbalah Sadam, what the Kayan has to do, in his right hand, he holds the kli to be makabel the blood of the carbon. That has to be the kli sharis with the holy kli. It's suffering again in the north of the Azara. V'dama ta'un shtei matanois shehein arba. Here it's dam, it's blood, requires shtei matanois shehein arba. A matana, as we know by a carbon, means a zvika sadam, sprinkling of the blood, or in this case, not sprinkling with a finger. It means you're going to apply the blood to the Mizbeach with a kli, you're going to spritz it on the Mizbeach, throw it on the Mizbeach. And here's the first time we find in the Perek, Shtei Matanai Shehein Arba. By Echatas, he needed four Matanais. Where were the four Matanais? On the four Kronais, on the four blocks that were on the corners on the top of the Mizbeach. Here, by a carbon oila, the din is it requires Shtei Matanai Shehein Arba. Two Matanais, two Zrikais, Shehein Arba that are really four. What's the pshat in two that's really four? This has become an expression by a lot of the Mefarshim, Shtayim Shehein Arba. Sometimes when you have two terutzim with really, each one has two subcategories, so Shtayim Shehein Arba, but the Makar is here in this Mishnah. Shtei Matani Shehein Arba. What's the pshat? That there's a drasha that a person, that the Kayan is supposed to make a Zrika twice by a carbon oila, two matanis. However, the Pasuk says Saviv, it has to go all around the Mizbeach on all four sides of the wall of the Mizbeach, all four walls of the Mizbeach. So how do you have two matanos that's going to accomplish Saviv that's going to be on all four sides? So the din is that you take two of the diagonals, two of the corners, the alachsain is called, and you do it by two opposite corners, and when you spritz the blood on the corners, as it hits the corner, it'll spread to its right and to its left. If you do the same thing on the opposite diagonal, as soon as it hits the corner, it'll spread to its right and to its left. Then on each of the four walls of the Mizbeach, you're left with some of the blood of the carbon. So it's Shtayim Shehein Arba, you're actually doing two Zrikas, one Zrika on one corner, another Zrika on the other corner. If you remember the picture of the Mizbeach coming out of the west, out of the Kaidish Kadashim, into the Kaidish, then into the courtyard where the Mizbeach is, and the Kevish, the ramp, is leading up on the south side. So the two Zrikas, the Mishnah in Tamid, tells us that the two Zrikas that are done on a carbon oila in the fourth Perek, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph, the Mishnah says in Tamid, then how do you do it? You do one Zrika on the northeast corner and one on the southwest corner. Southwest is right here, close to the Kodesh Kadashim, southwest, and then on the other diagonal, the northeast, and it says that you do the northeast first, you throw the blood on the northeast corner and then it spreads like that, and then you go to the southwest corner and it spreads on the other sides, and therefore you have a Shtayim Shein Arba. So that's the Zrika's Dam by a carbon oila, Shtayim Shein Arba, as opposed to a Chatos, which needs four times, four Zrikas on each of the chronics.
How does it end in the corner?
What?
How does it end in the other two corners?
No, if you do it on, walls, right, on the walls. On four seven, it just means like on the sides of the Mizbeach. It doesn't have to be going all the way around.
Doesn't have to hit each corner?
No, it doesn't have to hit each corner. As long as each side, if you're looking from any direction on the Mizbeach, you could see blood of the carbon, then you've been Mekayim the need of Saviv, of being all around. So now just to get clear about the difference between the Oila and the Chatos, the one thing we have already is that the Zrika by a Chatos is four times. The Kayan has to do four times. And by a carbon oila, it's only two times. Shtayim Shehein Arba, but it's really Shtayim. We do it only two maises, two zrikas. There are two other differences as well. One is where the zrika is done. The carbon chatas, we said, has to be on the kronos, on the top blocks, on top of a mizbeach. However, by a carbon oila, as well as by other karbanas, the din is that you're supposed to make a zrika on the walls of the mizbeach, on the side of the mizbeach. And not only that, so it's not on the carrot, it's on the walls of the Mizbeach, but the Mishnah in Midos tells us that there was a red line called a Chut HaSikra. The Mishnah in Midos, in the beginning of Perek Gimel, says that there was a Chut HaSikra, a red line, Chut Shel Sikra, Chay Grei Be'emtza. It was like a belt that went around the Mizbeach, halfway up. We said the Mizbeach was 10 Amos high, so 5 Amos up, there was a red line on the Mizbeach, the Chut HaSikra, and the dam of the carbon oil going on Shtayim Shein Arba, on those two corners, have to be below the Chut HaSikra. So it's not just that it's not on the tippy top, on the corners, on the kronos, it's also lamata from the Chut HaSikra, lower than the Chut HaSikra. All the karbanas, besides the carbon chatas, the dam is thrown lamata in the Chut HaSikra. Only chatas is lamala, and it's not even on the wall of the Mizbeach lamala. It's up on top, mamish, by the keren. that's another difference. So besides the four and the two, we have now a difference where they're applied. And also the final difference is how you apply the blood to the mizbeach. By achatas, we said the kohen dips his right index finger into the kli, and he spritzes it a little bit of dam on the mizbeach, on the kronis, right? You're not going to get too much dam with that finger. But with whatever you get from the finger, then you make a zvika, a hazah, it's called, on the corner of the mizbeach. Whereas by a carbon oila and other karbanis, the zvika that's done is from the bowl. From the bowl, it's called the mizrach, that you catch the blood in. You take the bowl and you throw it on the corner, and then you make sure you have some left, and you throw it on the other corner, and that's the on the opposite corner. First you go to the northeast, then to the southwest, and then you've done shtayim shein arba. This is a very important difference, besides the actual difference, how you're supposed to do the zvika saddam, but it has nafkaminas as well in other discussions in Zvachim. I'll just tell you one, Bekitzer, and I can be able to go into all different pratim about these mishnayos, so just whet your appetite a little bit, and maybe one day we'll start a kachim chavura here, we'll go into this a little bit more. But one interesting Indian, we mentioned that there's a din called shvicha shirayim, that with the remaining blood, you're supposed to pour on the yisayid ha-mizbeach, on the base of the mizbeach. So by a carbon chatas, the Mishnah told that to us, shiyari adam ha-yashayfech ha-yisayid mizbeach, right, you pour on the yisayid. By a carbon oil here, the Mishnah doesn't tell us anything about shvicha shirayim. So the pashtus is that all karbanas need shvicha shirayim. There's blood left over, you're supposed to pour it on the yisayid ha-mizbeach. So why does the Mishnah by Oila not tell us shiari adam ha-yashayfech? But what you do with shvicha shirayim, what? So the answer Taisus in Zvachim, Dachnun Gimel Amibay, says that by chatos, there's always blood left, because you just, four fingers worth out of the whole dam, ha-par, sorry, whatever it is, so you four fingers worth, you're spreading on all four corners of the mizbeach. So you're definitely going to have 96% or whatever, a lot of the blood left, so the Torah has to tell us, and the Mishnah has to tell us, what do you do with the shirayim? You have to do shvicha yisayid. By an oila, it's true, there's a din shvicha shirayim if there is remaining blood. But there might not be remaining blood. You throw the blood, you can get it all out of one shot. You have to be careful not to do that, because you have to need shtayim shein arba. But after you have those two, there's a good chance that there's not a drop of blood left. So that's why Taisus says, that's why the Mishnah doesn't say a shein pshat. Why the Mishnah doesn't say shvicha shirayim lagabi the carbon oila. Rashi is mashma like that also in a few places in Zvachim. Rashi says, by shvicha shirayim of other karbanas, im nisha min adam. So if there's leftover blood, then you do it. It's masha from Rashi also. You don't have to make sure that there's blood left over for shvicha shirayim. There's no din that a carbon needs shvicha shirayim. There's a din that if there's remaining blood, what are you supposed to do with it? You're supposed to apply that blood, pour that blood onto the yisayid ha-mizbeach. But the Mishnah doesn't have to tell it to us, because it's not always going to come out that there is blood left b'chlam. Okay, so the Mishnah just ends off by a carbon oila. Utu'una hafshet v'nituach. There are two mitzvahs that are unique to a carbon oila, that it requires hafshet and nituach. What is hafshet? Hafshet means that you have to skin the carbon, right? You have to take off the hide of the carbon. The oir, the skin of the carbonis, of a carbon oila, is actually one of the 24 matnei kuhuna. You skin the animal, you give the hides to the kayanim get to use it for whatever they want, and then the rest of the carbon is burnt, but it's first skinned before you burn the carbon. And the last mitzvah is v'nituach. You're supposed to cut it into pieces. What pieces are we talking about? So there's a Mishnah in Tamid that tells us exactly which pieces they are. Perek Dalet, fourth Perek in Tamid, the Mishnah tells us that there's 10 pieces that you're supposed to cut it into. You can look it up if you want. The Mishnah enumerates, you don't just cut it into 100 pieces or any pieces that you like. There are certain pieces that you're supposed to cut the carbon oil in. And this is Nituach. Both of these things, by the way, are Mufuyish Epsukim. You'll notice it in a few weeks. Vayikra, Perek Aleph, the sixth Pasuk, Pasuk Pav. Pasuk says, V'hivshit es ha'oila, v'nitach ha'isah l'nsachera. V'hivshit es ha'oila, you have to skin the oila, take off the skin of the carbon oila, v'nitach ha'isah l'nsachera, and you have to cut it up into its pieces. What are its pieces? Those 10 pieces that the Mishnah in Talmud tells us. So that's the two mitzvahs here, and that's why it says it by the Mishnah of Oila, v'tu'una hafshet v'nituach, v'cholil lo'ishim. What's v'cholil lo'ishim? After you skin the animal and you cut it, then it's entirely consumed by the fires of the mizbeach. There's no achila in the carbon oila. Nobody gets to eat it, not a kayin, not a bailam. It goes straight up kalil. It's completely, entirely la'ishim to the fires of the mizbeach. We've spoken about karbanas already that go entirely up and nobody eats it. It's the paraman esrafim, usiraman esrafim. They get entirely burnt. But one difference is the paraman esrafim, usiraman esrafim, we said that those go to the base hadeshin. Outside of Yushalayim, there's the place of ashes that they burnt it. Here the carbon oila is burnt actually on the mizbech. On the mizbech ha'oila, that's la'ishim, the fire of the oila, of the mizbech ha'oila, that is where all the meat of the carbon goes. There is another difference, that the carbon oila needs to be skinned before you bring it up on the mizbech, before you burn it up on the mizbech. Whereas the param ha'nisrafim, usi'irim ha'nisrafim, even though that also gets burnt totally, but there it doesn't say v'hifshit. So there, it gets burnt together with the hide, the whole carbon, the skin and the basar, that all gets burnt in the Beis Hadeshin. Whereas over here, it's dafka, after you skin the animal, then the rest of it gets burnt on the mizbech. Okay, so that's Mishnah Dalet. The next Mishnah, Mishnah Hey, finishes off the remaining Kodshei Kadashim. We had already the Chatois, Chatos Tzibur, Chatos Yachid, had even Chatois Pnimiois, Chatois, the special ones, Parvasar of Yom Kippurim, and the other ones. And now we had Oila, which is another type of Kodesh Kadashim. And now the last two are Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur Va'ashamas. Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur, Zevach means a carbon, an animal carbon. Shalmei Tzibur means a shlamim that's brought on behalf of the Tzibur. Now normally a carbon shlamim, a peace offering, that's considered Kachim Kalim. We're going to have that later in the parak. Normally shlamim is not the same kedusha as the chatas and the oila, but there's one case in the year, it's called a zivchei shalmei tzibur, a communal shlamim, and that it has a din of kodshei kadashim. That is a din of kodesh kadashim, and that's referring to one case on Shavuos. You bring two lambs as a carbon shlamim. It's called the kifsei atzeres, the lambs of atzeres, the lambs that are brought on Shavuos. They accompany the shtei halechem, two loaves of bread that are brought in the Beis HaMikdash as a carbon mincha on Shavuot, right? So you bring the Shtei Alechem, together with that you bring two lambs, that's called Kifsei Atzeres. And even though it has dinim of Shlamim, but it has a unique din that it's considered Kodshei Kadashim. So that's what we're saying now, Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur, this mission is going to enumerate dinim again of Kodshei Kadashim, that it has to be shechted in the north. So it's dafka, not any other shlamim, just the shlamim of Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur, those lambs that are brought on Shavuos, the Kivsei Atzeres. That's Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur. Va'ashamais means a category of karbonos that are called karbonos asham. Now, the Mishnah now, before it says the dinim, now enumerates all the ashamais. There are six types of ashamais. Five are really under one category, called asham vadai. Different types of ashamais that are brought on a vadai. And then Asham Tali, the last one is a category on its own called Asham Tali. So let's just go through each one briefly. So what does the Mishnah say? Elu hein Ashamis. These are the Ashamis, the times a person has to bring a carbon Asham. There are five types of Asham Vabe. What are the five types? So the first one the Mishnah says is Asham Gzeilis. The Asham of Gzeila of theft. What's an Asham Gzeila? So an Asham Gzeila, we might be familiar if you remember from Bava Metzia, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, where the Gemara taught us about such a carbon, but the Asham Gzeilis is if someone is chayev to his friend. It's called Asham Gzeilis because he's chayev because he stole, but it's lav dafka if he stole, even if he just borrowed money or he has a pikadin by him. He owes money to his friend. His friend comes to ask him for the money and he denies it. Not only does he deny it, but he swears falsely. Nishba l'sheker. It's called Shavuos ha-pikadin. He swears falsely that he doesn't owe the pikadin, that he doesn't owe the loan or the gzeila. Now afterwards he has charata. He hears a good musa shmuz and he decides it's time to do tshuva. So he comes now and he's maida. So what is he supposed to do? I would say, so now he's maida, he has to give it back. The Torah says, no, you give it back. That's the keren, the principal. V'chaymish, he has to add one-fifth. Keren v'chaymish. And in addition to that, he has to bring a carbon asham. That chiv carbon asham is called asham gzeilis. An asham, because of gzeil, not anyone who steals is chayav a carbon asham. Specifically, someone who steals and denies it with the shvur. He swears falsely and then admits it on his own, not if he's caught by Aden. But if he comes with his vada, he admits it on his own, then he is the candidate for Asham Gzeilis. He has to bring the carbon Asham Gzeilis. That's the first type of Asham. The second type of Asham is Asham Me'ilos. What's Asham Me'ilos? That's the Me'ila carbon Asham. When a person does Me'ila, which means that he benefits from Hegdish, something that's made Kaddish, made Hegdish, and he unintentionally, B'shoigeg, take something from Hegdish. He didn't know it was Hegdish. So then when you give it back to Hegdish, you don't just say, excuse me, and give it back to Hegdish. You give it back with the Keren, the Chaymesh, similar to the Asham Gzeilis. You have to add a fifth to Hegdish, and Asham, a carbon Asham. This is called Asham Me'ilis.
You have to use it, or not? Just taking it?
So there's different types of me'ila. There's a whole mesachta called me'ila. Different types is basically two types of me'ila. One is if you're nene from hegdish, one if you have pleasure from something of hegdish, or if you're mitzi it meshus hegdish, you take it out of the base of hegdish, or you take it from where it was. If you're mitzi it, that's hegdish me'ila da haitza and me'ila the nene. Different sugis. If you do it pemezit, then there's no carbon. Hashem me'ila specifically is if it's unintentional. That's mavur in the sugis of me'ila. That a person does it only b'shaygi. Hashem gzeilus is not that way. Hashem gzeilus is that is doing it on purpose. Well, if you take it out of hegdish, and it's unintentional, you didn't know that it was hegdish, so then that's called me'ila, being nana from hegdish b'shaygi. And on that, similar to the Hashem gzeilus, you have to give back keren v'chaymish, and also bring in asham. Those are the first two categories of asham. Now comes an interesting one called asham shifcha charufa. So asham, if somebody lives with a shifcha charufa, now it's already unclear in the times of the Tanoim who is a shifcha charufa. Shifcha charufa is some middle stage lady that if you mezana with her, so then you're not chayiv misa like a regular eishes ish, because she's not fully married. But on the other hand, there is some problem, and therefore you have to bring a carbon asham, asham shifcha charufa. So there's two basic shitas in the Mishnah in Krisis, tafyura medveit. The Mishnah brings the shita of Rabbi Shmuel that holds that a shifcha charufa is a shifcha knanis, a goyish maidservant, a shifcha knanis that's designated for an eved ivri. As we all know from the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim, a master of an eved ivri could give him a shifcha knanis to be with. So if the shifcha knanis is designated miyuedes for this specific eved ivri, and now someone comes in his boiler, so he's not chayav misa because there wasn't really a kedushin. Gemurim, it's not a real kedushin that she's married to this Eved. It's just something half-baked. So it's enough to be mechayev the person a carbon. He's chayev an asham, asham shifcha charufa. That's the shita of Rabbi Shmuel, what shifcha charufa is. That she's a shifcha knanis hamiyuedes la'eved ivri. Shifcha knanis that's designated for an Eved ivri. So the person is mezana with her. So then he's chayev asham shifcha charufa. Here there's no money involved, karen v'chaymish. It's just a simple chi of carbon asham. Rabbi Akiva's shita is a little different. That it's not just any shifcha that's miyuedes la'eved ivri, it's specifically a shifcha who is a chetzi shifcha for chetzi bas chayrin. She's a half shifcha and a half bas chayrin. How do you divide one person into two? And she's a half shifcha and a half bas chayrin? The answer is very simple. She was owned by two partners, two people owned her, and one of the partners emancipated his part. He freed her. He took, and the other one kept her. So now this woman, half of her is owned by the second partner, and half of her who was owned by the first partner is now freed. If that's the case, she's a chetzi shifcha and chetzi bas chayrin. So chetzi shifcha, chetzi bas chayrin. If she was designated for an eved ivri, that's considered a shifcha charufa, that if a person is mezana with her, he's chayev asham shifcha charufa. So either according to Rabbi Shmuel, any case of a shifcha knanis that's miyuedes la'eved ivri, and according to Rabbi Kiva, specifically chetzi shifcha v'chetzi bas chayrin, is miyuedes la'eved ivri. That's the third category of shifcha of asham, asham shifcha charufa. Then comes asham nazir. The asham that a nazir brings. Now nazir at the end of his days of naziris brings karbanis. That does not include a carbon asham. But specifically when a person is mezana with a shifcha charufa, since it's not a real kedushin, it's only a half kedushin, so he's not chayev misa, but he is chayev to bring a carbon asham. So. By Hashem Nazir, a Nazir brings Karbanis at the end of his tenure of Naziris, but an Asham is not included in that. When is there an Asham Nazir? When does a Nazir bring an Asham? When he becomes Tamei Lameis. One of the things that a Nazir is not allowed to do is become Tamei Lameis, to be in the same room or to touch a mace, and become Tamei Lameis. That's an Isser. If a Nazir becomes Tamei Meis, so he goes through a period of Tara, and then at the end of that period, he brings a group of karbanas, one of which is a carbon asham. That is called asham nazir, otherwise referred to in many gemaras as asham nazir tamei. The asham of a nazir tamei, a regular nazir tar, also brings karbanas at the end of his naziris, but that does not include a carbon asham. Asham naziris is the asham that a nazir tamei brings at the end of his process, at the end of his period of tara. He brings a group of karbanas, one of which is a carbon asham. And the final one that's brought here, the final asham vadai, is asham mitzayra. The asham of a mitzayra, when someone has tzaras, which is a skin condition described in Parshas Tazria, so a person who's a mitzayra is considered tamei, and he goes through a process of tara as well, and at the end of his process of tara, so he brings a group of karbanos, one of which is a karban asham. So Hashem Mitzayr, the Nazir and the Mitzayr, Nazir Tameh and a Mitzayr, at the end of their process of Tara, they bring a group of Kabbanis, and one of them is a Karban Asham, and that's the final two Asham Vadais, is Hashem Mitzayr, is Hashem Nazirus, Hashem Nazir it's called, and Hashem Mitzayr. Hashem Nazir and Hashem Mitzayr. Now all these five that we said now are talking about regular cases of Vadai. A Vadai Aveira. They all say Asham, by the way, not Asham. Asham means Asham Shel. Asham Shel is Gzelois, Asham Shel Me'ilois, Asham Shel Shifcha Harufa, Asham Shel Nazir, Asham Shel Mitzayr. So that's why all of those are Asham. The final one though is called Asham Talui, the Kama. Asham Talui. Because that's the name of the carbon. It's not an Asham of Talui. The name of the carbon is Asham Talui. What does Asham Talui mean? A hanging Asham? This is a new type of Asham. Nothing to do with these five specific scenarios of the first Ashamis. The Asham Talui means a simple case. We learned that a person is chayav a carbon chatas if he does an Avera b'shoigeg, that if he were to do it intentionally, he would be chayav karis. Now that he did it b'shoigeg, he's chayav a chatas. So if somebody is misupik, if he has grounds to suspect that he was over an Avera, that he would be chayav a carbon chatas, but he's not sure. So he has a suffik chayav chatas, right? He has a suffik whether he's chayav a chatas. In such a situation, when a person is misupik, such as Tamasafik, he has grounds to suspect he ate a piece and he's not sure, a piece of meat, he's not sure if that was the treifa piece or if that was the kosher piece. So in such a case, he brings a new carbon called Asham Talui. Asham Talui is basically when someone is misupik if he's chayav a chatas, so he brings a carbon called an Asham Talui and that gives him a kapara. And that's the name of the carbon, Asham Talui, the hanging Asham. And the Gemara in Krisus tells us, by the way, Gemara in Krisus, that Chavavam and Beis, tells us that this only works because man, he doesn't know. The suffolk is still in existence. But if he finds out that that was the trefa piece and he taka did the Avera b'shege, so then he can't suffice with the carbon Asham that he already brought. He has to now bring a real carbon chatas. Even though he already brought an Asham Tali, he has to now bring a chatas because now he knows. But calls man that he's mesupik, calls man that he doesn't know, so then he has a chi of Asham Tali. So those are the cases over here, the remaining kachay kachim. The zivche shami tzibur, which is the two lambs that are brought on Shavuos, the five types of Ashamais that are called Asham Vadai. That's the Asham Gzeilis and Asham Me'ilis that you pay the Karen V'chaymish and you also have to bring an Asham. The Asham Shifcha Charufa, which was the two Shitas that we had from the Mishnah increases, what is a Shifcha Charufa? And the Asham Nazir and Asham Metzayri, at the end of their process of Tara, they have to bring a group of Karbanis, one of which is an Asham. And then comes the Asham Talui. Now you know what you're saying when you say Al Chatoim, Sha'anu Chayavim Aleim, Asham Vadai V'Soli, right? It means Chatoim that were Chayav in Asham Vadai, these five cases, or V'Soli, a Karban Asham Talui. So, that's the din of Shamit Tzibah V'Ashamis. That's the case, we should say. What's the din? The din is, as we know, the regular dinim of Kachay Kachim. Shchitason Batzafoin, V'kibul Daman V'chlishareis Batzafoin. You have to shecht it in the north and accept the blood with the klishareis in the north. V'daman Taon Shtei Matanois Shehein Arba. Two that are four, as we just had by a carbon oila, that's the same by a carbon Shamit Tzibah and Ashamis. Two on the corners that are really four. V'nechalim Lufnim Anaklon. They have to be eaten inside the klam, inside the curtains of the Azara, similar not to an oila is not going to get eaten bechlal, but similar to the other kachim that get eaten, which we've mentioned, the regular chatois, that get eaten lefnim in klam, inside the courtyard of the Azara, inside the curtains of the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, lezichrei kahuna, to the males of the kahuna, a carbon, any carbon which is kachim cannot be eaten to females, and it cannot be eaten by anybody besides a kohen, b'chol machol, could be prepared in any manner. It doesn't have to be roasted like a carbon pesach. You could eat it any way you like. L'yoyim v'layla ad chatzos. The main zman is l'yoyim v'layla. And again, as we mentioned last time, ad chatzos is until chatzos, that was a harchacha, kedei la'archa ketodah min avera, in order that they shouldn't leave it over till the morning. Okay, so the next time we have the last three mishnayos, it's really one group of the mishnayos called kachim kalim. So we'll finish off the parak, we'll next time.